Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clodballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spankwagon Radio, Clodballs and Trencher!
All right. All right. Yes, yes.
Welcome. I like that. I like that a lot.
Thanks for the intro there, Cheeto. As
yes,
usual,
Cheeto.
Right on par.
Wow. Of course, we're a little late today.
That we are.
I'm going to blame Muslims.
Yes.
Fanatic Muslims. Not the Muslims that try to hand you the newspaper, but the fanatical Muslims.
They seem to be pretty fanatical about getting me to shake a quote-unquote black man's hand.
But how could it be quote-unquote? Aren't they black?
He uses a line on me.
Oh.
That's where I get it from. You've never been accosted by one, have you?
I think I have. They, like, threw the paper up on the dash. We told him we didn't have money. He took the paper right back. You know, they try with me. I just roll up the windows, turn on the air conditioning, and point a gun. Or threaten to tie him up to the bumper of my truck. You know, whatever works.
I just ignore them.
I do, too. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, a little stressed right now.
Yeah.
Live 365 sucks donkey dick. That's a quote from Reverend Hammer, and I'm going to go with that quote today. I agree with him completely.
All right.
Because if I drop broadcast one more time, I am going to just kill someone.
Yes, it appears that we are having post-September 11th problems on Live 365.
No, yes. I don't know if it's post-September 11th, but I'll tell you what. Never try to go to their support.
No.
I went to their support. I'm going, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Because I know it has to be something I set up.
So what did Technician Muhammad Atta tell you?
Well, Technician Muhammad Atta, I go, first thing I type in is everybody's like, hi, Spankwagon. Because that's, you know, what get listed as.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, hi. Is this a support room? And so they go, why, this is the closest you're going to get to it. I go, huh? Well, this is lounge number one. I'm in my smoking jacket, smoking a nice cigar. And I'm like, you know, I didn't type anything back. At that point, I said, great, lamers, quit. And I got out of that chat.
Great, yeah. I'm having a problem with my server, really. I need to get a little information first on you. ASL.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No. So if anybody is a registered member of Live 365 and they
yes.
go to their little chat function, do me a favor.
Troll for us.
Troll. Hardcore. And tell
promote
them Spankwagon set you. Sent you. Set. Yeah. English is also very difficult for me
that
this evening.
That it is. So. As usual.
Yeah. It's already almost time to go to a break. Should we? Kidding. Yeah. So, this is the 9/11 show. The 9/12 show,
yeah.
Day after. Because there's always a day after.
It's the 9/11 plus one show.
9/11 plus one.
There we go.
God, that makes it sound like clothing sizes or something. Or HTML text sizes.
One size fits most.
One
do you have some hot pants? I'm sorry. For everybody that's listening at work, hopefully picture notorious JP in hot pants right now.
Yeah, Homer in hot pants. That's no, that's disgustingly sick, and I will not be duped by sickness like that.
I'm dead sexy. I'm sorry.
Oh, shut up.
We'll have to like sneak a photo of that guy.
Sneak?
Yeah.
How do you sneak a photo of a baboon?
He ain't no fucking baboon, man. It's like a rhinoceros, man. We're gonna be like Lauren Green. We gotta like stand, you know, like downwind from him, man.
And sneak up very, very carefully.
Him, yeah, or else he'll charge the fucking car, you know. And boom, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, no.
Jim fights the rhinoceros in heat. I'll slip here into the tent with the native girl in this picture of my ties.
Why does he have a picture of his tie?
Picture of my ties.
Oh, yeah. Why does he have a picture of his tie? I'm really digging deep on this one.
Yeah, that you are, man. And all you're hitting is Indian clay.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. At least we had the intro. Hey, that's the first thing that's gone right all this evening.
So, how was your September 11th?
Oh, God. You know what I did not do? I didn't watch any TV.
Really?
I avoided the TV like the plague.
We watched TV. At the mercy of my coworkers.
Yeah.
We watched that Britney Spears flick.
Uh-huh.
That was about as depressing as 9/11.
Britney Spears. Oh, is that that little chick buddy film? Yeah.
I was, like, really excited because Britney was, like, going to take off her bra, dude. And, like, you know, she, like, padded her panties to, you know, keep the camel toe from showing through.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, we're going to see some Britney action. Which was funny because half the room was like, yeah, whore my, or virgin my ass. Yeah, it was funny.
Well, what was it? I was reading online, according to, I think it was like a British newspaper, Britney Spears is very fond of chick-on-chick les porno.
Really?
She is also very good friends with the infamous Jenna Jameson.
Really?
Yes. She went to a Vivid Video party, and at the Vivid Video party pretty much hung out with all the porn stars.
I don't doubt it. You know what, though? I'll tell you something right now.
I see a future career.
More than likely, yeah. She's on vacation right now. She's supposed to reinvent herself.
Really?
Let's see if she can pull it off.
As what?
I don't know. What?
I went to a site now. I'll look for it.
I'll be honest with you. Jenna Jameson seems more innocent than Britney does.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her face, her mannerisms. Jenna Jameson, if you saw her, she said, I'm a virgin. That's believable with her. Britney, no.
And, of course, let's not forget our hero to the geekness, Asia Carrera.
Asia Carrera.
Ah, yes, our wonderful geek hero. Anyhow,
yes.
How did you spend yesterday with the whole 9/11 fiasco? The year to remember, the year of let's remember it, it's only been a year, we'll rub it in, develop apathy early.
Yes. You know, it's very interesting.
Hmm.
After 9/11 happened, I was surprised I didn't hear a bunch of fanatics go, I told you so, 9/11.
People were making allusions to the 9/11, the 11 being the towers. If you look at it, like certain calendars, fold the $20 bill trick. I mean, everybody's
the fold the $20.
Yeah, you take a $20 bill, and I'm going to find a couple links and send them to you, and this will be one of them then.
Okay.
But what it is, you fold the 20 in a certain way, and one side looks like the Twin Towers burning, and then you do another fold, and then it looks like part of the Pentagon burning. I shit you not, someone took the time to actually try to find this and make
this
up.
Like, you know what? That's like looking at a $5 bill and claiming you see Batman in the Batmobile.
Exactly. Or looking at the $1 bill and swearing to God you see the owl, when actually it's a world-famous ink spot.
It's an owl, man. It's a Masonic...
A Masonic owl hidden in the bill.
Right.
But...
Yeah, a lot of theories. Hey, you want to add a theory to that?
Sure.
Okay. What's 11 minus 9?
11 minus 9 is 2.
Okay. Subtract 2 years.
2 years.
And because it's 2, take another subtraction of 2 days.
Okay.
What's a date?
2 years, 2 dates?
Yeah.
It'd be the 9th of 2000.
Nuh-uh, 2 years from September 11th.
2001 to 99.
Yeah.
999.
Which was the day that we were supposed to have major computer crashes.
Not 999.
Actually, yes, 999.
No,
it was. It was.
The two things that they worried about was...
What it was? What
2000
it was?
And then the following leap year.
Old invoice systems for returns and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for inventories, if you didn't have a specific date, you entered all nines.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
Old systems like that that a lot of retailers still relied upon because they had them being utilized.
Huh. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Indeed.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not too much of a conspiracy theorist. The only thing that really gets me is I love watching these people in these conspiracy sites, though, attempt to prove their point with fanatical devotion. And I'm sitting there going,
yeah.
Wait a minute, you cock knockers. You're being fanatic to try to prove the government knew about it. Okay.
I've only seen
maybe
one
the government did. I won't doubt it.
More than likely, yeah.
I mean, our government knows. I mean, our government knows what we fucking eat, you know, what's our favorite food, what's one of our favorite pastimes. I mean, our government's trying to pass laws to hack our computers. So I'm going to be pretty safe in my my assessment of, well, Claude, I actually think the government kind of had a clue that some fucking shit was going to happen. Exactly what? Hey, now that we may not have known, but something was going
to
happen.
I think, to be honest with you, what you know what could have really presented, prevented September 11th?
Mm.
The greedy flight instructor.
The greedy flight instructor?
Yes.
What?
Because these people used forged Saudi Arabian passports and forged documents saying that they were pilots in training of Saudi Airlines.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you don't do a background check like you're fucking supposed to.
Right.
Benefit of the doubt there.
Uh-huh.
How about red flag number two of they only want to learn how to fly, not to take off, not to land?
Well, no. I think when you say learn how to fly, that kind of comes naturally.
No, they did not take the courses on how to land or how to take off.
Hmm.
That's the truth. And this guy did not report any of it to the FBI.
Interesting.
Yes.
That ain't right.
That was one of the red flags that had he have actually taken action, the FBI or CIA would have been able to take independent steps within their power of the time that even then was not expanded to what it is today.
True, but even today, I mean, let's take a look at what we can get through. I'm sure you just heard about the whole incident. Was it yesterday or the day before?
It was on September 11th.
September 11th, the plane that was taken off was going to land here. It was a vacation flight.
Yes, four fags were shaving in the bathroom.
Now, my question is, not only were they shaving in the bathroom, what were they shaving with?
Don't know. Actually, razors. And how that got passed, I don't know. You can't bring nail clippers on a flight anymore.
No.
How the hell did they get razors?
How the hell did they get razors? You can't even bring a nail file.
Well, the story is quite funny.
Huh.
The stewardess didn't notice it.
Okay.
The passengers did. The passengers noticed four dudes going into the bathroom at the same time and locking the door. Told the stewardess. They knocked on the door. They would not respond. Before the sky marshal could do anything,
yeah,
the passengers on the plane had unbuckled their belts, got up, casually walked to the back, broke the door, beat it down, took each guy out one by one, and basically fucking cold cocked them and held them down until the flight could be rediverted.
Interesting.
I'm telling you right now, sky marshals on planes... Fuck.
Sky marshals on planes need to be better trained. They're not prepared for this yet.
I'm telling you right now, sky marshals on planes have nothing on disgruntled passengers. Okay? Mm. Just like the mentally handicapped guy last year on September 12th. A flight going to Chicago.
Right.
The man became... he was deranged. He's fucking...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I remember hearing about that.
He
went psycho on the plane.
Yeah, and he thought that was going to crash into the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He was beating on the goddamn cockpit door.
Jesus.
The pilots flip out, call up...
Wait a minute. It couldn't have been on September 12th.
It was.
It couldn't have been.
It was.
It could not have been. They grounded all flight September 11th for a week. Could not
all
have been September 12th.
All I know... Okay, fine.
It did happen.
It was on one of the first flights after they got back in the air.
Right. Okay.
Okay, you are correct on that. But what happened was the pilots freaked out. They call the stewardess, can't do anything, because the first class passengers had already jumped up, held him to the ground, and while this guy's father was pleading with them, they were basically taking turns beating the shit out of this guy and holding him down.
Yeek.
There was another fun flight.
See,
from
now
Dallas
here's
to
the
Houston.
Thing, though. Here's the thing, though. This vigilantism, some of it's warranted, some of it's overkill. Because I remember one guy went psycho. Now, this is before September 11th.
On a flight to Utah.
Of the air rage went psycho on a flight to Utah.
And he ended up
and they killed him.
They suffocated him.
Yeah.
What was fun is there was another guy yesterday on September 11th on another flight that got left Houston, ended up getting rediverted to Dallas. He had a switchblade comb.
Man, I wouldn't have even
tried. A switchblade comb.
The little carny crap.
Yes.
I wouldn't have even tried that.
He brought it on a plane. Stewardess saw it in his pocket. Called an air marshal.
Yep.
Air marshal came over to investigate. Stewardess had already panicked so bad she called the fucking flight crew. The pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rest of the flight crew and told him. Pilot said, oh shit, knife on board, we're landing. By the time the sky marshal got there, the sky marshal saw it was a fucking switchblade knife.
A comb.
I think it. Switchblade comb was going to take care of the incident right then and there. No.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. You know why? Because they want to panic. They want to...
They want
to,
the fame.
Exactly. It's a little bit of the fame. It's a little bit of overkill on that. I mean, let's look at the idiot who sat there and claimed he heard on his cellular phone,
yeah,
you know, the interrupted phone call of, you know, we are going to bomb, you know, the town of Sin on the day of independence. Or, yeah. Ah, scrap.
That guy's an idiot. Fucking liar.
That's a fucking liar.
I really do believe that.
I agree with you. I absolutely, positively agree with you. Hey, let's get a little bit of more attention to our room here. We got a few people in our room tonight. So let's do our little mini roll call. First off, let's say hello to Airwolf.
Airwolf.
Let's say hello to Red Rum.
Red Rum.
The poster formerly known as African American Valley Girl.
Yay! Let's say hello to Kilroy McFadden. Let's say hello to Reverend Hammer. And because we love each other, at least ourselves, all so much, let's say hi to us.
Mad props to us.
Thank you. Okay, enough of that. You gave... maybe I'm... So, today, though, yeah, we're kind of doing the little anti-9/11, because I'm not too pleased with the whole deal.
I have a bunch of problems with September 11th. I really do.
Like what?
Well,
I
actually have a very hypocritical objection to September 11th.
Oh? Give it to me.
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't believe the stance that the president and a lot of people are taking. They're really mixing religion in quite heavily. In a phone interview yesterday I heard on the radio, I think it was, I don't know if it was Star, the 80 station out here,
mm-hmm,
or if it was the oldies station, but Harry Reid was on the phone saying that, you know, we're doing much better and as a result a lot more Americans are praying, you know, and Bush is on TV saying Americans need to pray for this and that and pray. That bugs me. At the same time,
right,
though, I really have an objection to something else.
Okay.
I have an objection to this lawsuit about the Pledge of Allegiance.
You mean the one where they're all bitching about the word in God?
Not they all. This is not something big like that. This is one single person. A judge upheld it, and this whole circuit of judges in Northern California now,
right,
are actually coming under review of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Why?
Because they feel it was misconduct on behalf of the judges.
Why? Because they said...
Because 3 weeks later, they recanted their decisions.
What idiots. What absolute idiots.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. My personal belief is, look, it's always been that way. It's not causing anybody any harm anyhow.
I'll
just
agree,
leave it
that
way.
I really don't see a problem.
It never offended me because, well, I am Catholic. If it did offend you, you just don't say that one little word, and you're done with it.
To be honest with you, it does not really offend me at all, no. I mean, it's something people say, you know, and how can I put this? Well, I just come out and fucking say it. Religion is necessary for a lot of things because it is the glue that holds stupid fucking people together and keeps them in check.
Very true. That's a very true statement. You know,
religion
gives something
some cases,
to somebody.
The problem is we need to have a nice balance. We need to suppress fanaticism.
Yes, but...
By not doing is how we ended up at September 11th.
Uh-huh.
And, but at the same time, I think we really need to keep the ignorance in belief.
Right.
Because that will really go quite the distance there to keep them under control.
True, but the problem is if you get too much... I don't know. I have a problem with that. Just for the sake of the fact that
I don't mean 1984. Which, by the
right.
way, if
getting closer.
If Rumsfeld is listening to this thing, right? The book 1984 is meant to be a work of fiction, not a fucking how-to book. Okay?
And that's what it's becoming.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about that today. The fact that you know Rumsfeld, you know my history class, how Rumsfeld is really. I mean, little things like internment camps, turning your neighbor in. If I thought you were a spy,
mm-hmm,
or you were going to do something against the government, I mean, any worse
yeah.
than our slamming it as it is.
No, I'm not slamming
the government. I could turn your ass in.
I'm not slamming the government. I slam the people who are running it.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest with you, yeah, the United States is a great nation because of not only our Constitution, but also our government and a good number of our people. The problem that you have here is when you have fanaticism. Fanaticism caused September 11th, and fanaticism is taking our rights by both sides. If anybody goes to the website Sticker Guy, he puts up samples of the stickers he recently had.
Mm-hmm.
This, I thought, was a great sticker. It's a picture of Bush and Bin Laden. And it says on the top, both want war, and on the bottom it says, both unelected.
Do you know, speaking of Florida,
although
that's another good one for tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. Another Bush is in trouble. Who knew?
No, not just another Bush being in trouble. They did their primaries in Florida. And the brand new electronic voting system that they have built to replace that old system.
Antiquated punch cards.
The antiquated punch cards didn't work right.
Oh, fuck.
Not only did you have employee apathy, but you had the actual devices not casting the right votes. It is now a proven fact. I'm sorry, Rev. You live in these counties, and six of the seven counties that had the most problems have these problems this time.
Can we just fucking swap Puerto Rico for Florida?
No. See, Puerto Rico doesn't want to be a state, but they want to be a state. They just don't want to pay the taxes.
You know what, man? Let's make Puerto Rico a fucking state, because you know what? For a bunch of island people drinking rum, they seem to really have it together a lot better than the old fucking people doing Florida.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, little bit of coworker tech humor. This evening, we had a guy call up to one of the help desk people and insist that the Al-Qaeda had attacked his home computer.
Really?
That is what I call either drunkenness or that. That is paranoia.
Did he make any threats or anything?
No.
Why didn't... You know what? If that had...
Hold on. Yes, he did. He actually threatened to show up at the help desk company.
Did Red Rum have that call?
I don't know.
Whomever took that call, if that had been me, and I would have hit the emergency button.
Oh yeah, that's the first thing you do. You record the shit.
Yeah.
You hit that emergency button, you record it. But that's neither here nor there.
Fuck, man. Wow. No, that is here or there. First, the Al-Qaeda attacked his computer. Then they're going to control the fucking system.
Shit, make me laugh and dump my drink all over myself. First, you're making it sound like they did attack his computer.
No. In his mind.
You have hit the board.
In his mind. Next thing, we fucking hired Al-Qaeda, okay? All right? And engineering's going to be going like, bullshit.
Oh, yeah, okay. If he finds out that we had, an Indian in the engineering, would he freak out then? That's another thing that pissed me off.
Would.
Again, last night I started hearing shit about that. The fact that... Okay, look. I'm confusing you because things are catching my eye. Don't worry about me.
What the fuck is going on?
ADD is kicking in, so I'm not focusing right.
Well, God, you're like looking out the door like there's fucking, ninja calling up your house and shit.
No. So anyhow. Where was I?
You fucked me up.
The people were in the server room. The people were saying, oh, it's them damn towel heads, diaper heads. Wait a minute,
not.
Stop!
No, it's not.
Yeah, focus, damn it. It's not everyone, okay? There's so many different religions.
It's the fanatics,
exactly.
The fucking, you know what? I mean, I have a problem. I do have a problem with Islam on one level. Is Islam peace-loving? I don't know. It's in the Quran to kill all non-believers. But then again, at the same time, the Bible has quotes saying that you should stone your fucking children. Every fucking religion has more than a few.
I found
few
this
hang-ups.
Article, and I actually used this for one of my homework assignments for class.
Yes.
It's an Indian, not a Pakistan, but it was found in a Pakistan news source. Thanks to Kilroy, I got an A in one of my assignments, because this was a link in the Week in Geek, or the Geek Report.
Yes.
What it was... is a mass ritual of burying these little prepubescent girls alive by 5 years old. Mm-hmm. They would bury them alive and then dig them back up. Well, first, what they had to do, they'd knock them out. And they either knocked them out with this little potion that they inhale and they pass out. Okay.
Like ether.
Yeah, like ether, something like that. But if they don't pass out, then the family gets fined like a thousand pieces of corn, or 12 donkeys. I don't know.
Yeah.
So then... Then what they do is they'll burn these kids alive till they pass out. They put them out and then they bury them. Whoa. That's fanaticism.
China is a good example of fanaticism. China, the place that used to kill, firstborn females,
mm-hmm.
now only wants females for its army.
Dare I ask why?
The females are more resilient than the fucking men because emotion runs them, not physical exhaustion.
Huh.
So they'll go on and on. And besides that,
they give birth.
You know what? Unless you're a total fucking cold hearted, indifferent motherfucker, it's gonna be harder for you to shoot a woman in the battlefield, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm at war, one of the first things you're taught at in war is that they are not human. They are not people.
I know that. You know this, okay? The problem here is people will all of a sudden just fucking click back in and remember that.
Yeah.
See, but yeah, you know, like I say, that's an example of fanaticism, okay? A lot of things. This was something that was very interesting to me to find out, and if anybody's Native American, I'm sure they're going to be pissed at me for saying this. A lot of people complain that the white man robbed the Native Americans of their natural culture and things like that. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I am going to agree on that because, you know what? Yeah, we kind of took your land and your fucking heritage. However, it wasn't all a good heritage. I mean, for Native Americans on some tribes, you know, this is not an Aryan rant saying whites are superior, so please don't take it like that, but in a lot of Native tribes here in America, you know, rite of passage to becoming a man was being hung by hooks through your flesh.
No, that was only certain tribes. See, there's a few problems with how we perceive the Native Americans. Mm-hmm. First off, we assume all of them are savages. Wrong.
No, not
a lot
all
of them are peace loving. Second, we have caused them to have some of the shittiest living conditions, pure and simple.
Right now, yes.
Third,
right now, yeah.
If you want to know some of the names of Indians, now I don't know the accurate names, but I know that what we did, when we started developing into the country, when we started really moving in and taking over, let's say I asked you about four people around you, three of which you hated, one of which you liked, okay? And you have your own names for them, just like we have nicknames for each other. I'm Trencher, you're Claude Balls.
Yeah.
So I go up to Claude Balls and say, hey, Claude, what's that person's name? And you say, well, that's Dickhead. His name may be Steve or John or Joe, but you call him Dickhead. How am I going to know him by? Dickhead. So you look at words like Navajo. Navajo was meant to be a war word. Little things like that. I mean, Navajo, the Sioux. Sioux wasn't really called Sioux. They were like something else. Paiute wasn't really called Paiute. You know, each one of these
names. No, I understand what you're saying right there.
Names.
But like I say, the Indians, you know, that's another catch-22 situation. You know, the Indians really got screwed over by, us people, you know, through manifest destiny.
Right, right.
You know, but at the same fucking time, you know, if we didn't have manifest destiny, we wouldn't be here where we are today.
True, and I won't knock that, but I mean, it just irritates me.
But in any case, what's done is done.
It's done, yeah. And hundreds of years ago done now.
Yeah.
Not even hundreds. It's still occurring daily, but...
And, you know, took some time, you know, but they're getting some casinos. They're doing
really well. Yeah, they're
well.
Doing really well. Well, hey, folks, we're going to go ahead and take our first break, and we're going to play some appropriate music for today. We're not going to run any ads in... Like Yahoo did yesterday. I'm sorry. A website deciding not to run ads in dedication.
eBay
did it. Yahoo. Did Yahoo
every
went
every
gray.
Single, every
Yahoo
single,
went gray.
Really?
Everything.
All I know
white.
Is every single website had that Unity banner.
Yeah.
Of the candle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That pisses me off. That pisses... Like I say, I'm somebody that's very anti-religion when it comes to trying to incorporate religion into establishment stuff where it's hidden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like eating In-N-Out. Because they have biblical quotes on the bottom of their soda cups.
They do?
Yes,
hell,
they
I've
do.
Never eaten at In-N-Out, so I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, all these news media. But we're going to get back to that, folks. You are listening to the most wonderful, totally lowest common denominator internet talk radio show out there.
Spankwagon Radio.
Only found at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net when the server is running.
Hey, that's another thing we'll touch to a little later on. Alrighty, folks, we'll be back in a little bit.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America,
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Right, oh my God, another plane has just hit. It hit another building, flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
There was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out.
Two planes into the towers of 1 and 2 World Trade Center. A third plane crashed into the Pentagon.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
I'm very worried, very scared.
I had to start again.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Just my children and my wife.
To protect America and Americans.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here.
There's no reason for this. There's no excuse for this.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
What if Allah was one of us? Just a terrorist like one of us. Had a jihad like one of us. What if Allah was one of us? Yeah, yeah, death to Israel. Yeah, yeah, kill the infidel. What if Allah was one of us? Yeah, yeah. What if Allah was just a guy on the bus trying to go to bar mitzvah to blow it up to kill all the greedy Jews that control the world and the money in Hollywood? What if Allah was one of us?
Too bad you can't play piano instead of making that click noise. You could have used Clicker Licker. He's somewhat musical.
Yeah, shit, I could have.
We're back.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I
wrote that today, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Too bad, again, we don't have background music.
I can play piano, man. If I could play piano, I'd be
if you could play piano, man.
That would have been rock.
Parody millions.
I'd fucking take over the Omaha Lounge.
Hey, speaking of Omaha Lounge, how are my links coming along? I know that Kilroy seems to be absolutely fiending for
it. Yeah, I know. I apologize. I had some personal business to take care of. The links are coming soon.
Yay!
What is it, like mightyultimatepower.net talks about how ninjas are the ultimate fucking mighty power.
Mighty Power Ultimate Net?
It's some weird fucking site. I can't remember his goddamn name, man, but... you know what's his face, man? The wrestler. You know.
Which one?
Does Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions all the time?
Sal?
Yeah.
All right.
We have a name for him, but...
No, I don't remember what it is either. Yeah.
Anyhow, so much for him, and then you have to bring
him
up.
Yeah. All right, folks.
He found the site and turned it on to me. Same with, you know, fucking... What's his face with him today? I don't have a name for him either. Fuck, I'll use his name. Between Sean and Andy over in CBS, man, they are Dow.
Those two fuckers will sit in a room all day.
Fart the hell out of it.
They both eat nothing but vegetables all day.
Uh-huh.
One's a vegetarian, one's got bean for coffee. Uh-huh. I piss him off. I made him nauseated.
Oh?
Because he's so into not eating meat.
Uh-huh.
The one meat that he does wish he could eat is Popeye's chicken.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He says, if anything ever gets him to stop being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because he used to be full vegan, but then he had a slice of cheese pizza.
Right.
And he just kind of said, okay, I'll do some cheese and stuff.
Yeah. But basically, all he does is eat vegetables all day and drink fucking coffee.
Oh, man. Yeah, they do. It's in your body. It is an absolute gas chamber.
It's fucking nasty. And you call him on it, and all I can do is look at you and giggle. I mean.
Yeah, like that. I've been stuck in a room trying to do some work, and all of a sudden,
hey, I got the permitted provision to come from. Jesus Christ, what crawled up your ass and died in here?
Well, the thing is, we deal with them when they used to work in the same office building as us. If you walked into the office, you didn't. Okay, that's pure and simple. They had the door closed. They were basically getting high off of their own orders. Yeah. Pure and simple.
La da 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 la da da la
da. Oh, shit. I was gonna get that chicken. The chicken. Where's my chicken goes? But yeah, let's see. People used to come in my office till I farted. I don't know. I can't even make it rhyme.
Yeah.
Hey, psych stuff. I do need to update some very important things about Spankwagon. Let everybody know what's going on and what the hell happened.
to what?
Does Spankwagon speak? I know that Red...
Well, we know that the Apache server is running.
Yeah, the Apache. We have Harry's Apache server, so we got that working fine. A little bit of a note, though, and if you find a few dead links here and there, it's going to be happening. Links that are, like if you try to go through the Weekend Geek link. You'll notice at the top, I'm only the support banner, but you click on it, it'll time out. Well, now, we learned, you have to put these little slashes after everything, because now it's not automatically resolving that file directory.
So
automatically resolving that. I'm like, oh, shit. Needless to say, I'm going to buy some books this weekend. Unix on Mac and O'Reilly's Apache.
Unleashing the power of OSX, I've been told, is the next one.
That is a good one, but the problem is, where I'm at with OSX, I can do all that already fairly confidently. Anyhow, so SpankWagon fans,
rejoice.
Rejoice, the site is back and it's here to stay. Slightly technical glitches. I don't know, is the chat room dead? Everybody's, like, not chatting. Am I?
Should we lost somebody?
Holy cow, something just came alive. I don't even know what the hell went on there. All right, folks, I hope we didn't lose our broadcast.
Yeah, we should still be.
This is kind of fucked up. Line 365, serious issues, Trench. Ah!
Well, we have lights flashing on our modem.
Yeah, it looks like it's going, so, you know, we sound like we're going. Oh, there we go. We're back, folks.
Great.
All right.
Did we ever leave? That's the question.
I don't know. Did we ever want to leave? I don't know.
Quick question in the chat room. Did you hear my song?
They probably didn't.
Oh, man.
I don't know how long we've been out. I really don't. Anyhow, folks, Spankwagon Radio.
Only yet when it works. VFTP.net.
Spankwagon.VFTP.net. So, what did you say? We could rewind if possible, but we can't. Since right after
man,
the song.
That was a
okay, I think they got your song.
Did you get the song?
I think they got your song.
Which song did you guys
hear? What If All I Was One of Us? Yes, we did. So you, there. We got your song. There you go.
There you go.
Your moment. Your moment in all of our
fucked up downtime. I'm going to make a demo tape.
Man, I hope Rev edits that shit out.
You know what? I forgot the other song. Shit. Strangers on My Flight.
Strangers on Your Flight.
Strangers on My Flight. What's that they muttered? Something in their hand. Looks like box cutters. I will grab a baseball bat, and that will be that. Swing.
You said swing slow, too cherry.
No, it was something like swinging bones, whip them up like Joe DiMaggio. Something like that, you know?
Interesting.
Rat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
See, that's the cop-out. Any singer that sits there and sings, instead of singing songs, goes to the Scooby-Doo-Wop-Doo-Wop.
Fuck you, man.
No, that's
Frank
a cop-out. Cop-out.
Frank Sinatra would kick your ass right here.
Frank Sinatra can kick my ass all he wants. He's dead.
Man, if Frank Sinatra was fucking alive right here, he'd put you in your place, bro.
He can put me in his place all he wants. He's dead.
Mel Torme would like fucking... I don't like Mel Torme.
Yeah, same.
But man. I'm telling you, Sinatra would fuck your shit up. Man.
Probably would.
And Joy Bishop would come along and cheer him.
Yeah.
That's about all Joy Bishop did.
Joy Bishop did, you know. I mean, that's just all the geek. The Brat Pack and the Rat Pack.
What's funny is he's still alive.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone else is dead.
Dean Martin. Who saw that coming? Picture of Health.
Jeez. Oh, between him and Keith Richards. You know, Keith Richards is amazing. He ain't dead yet.
You know what? It's like Robin Williams said, man. You could have nuclear apocalypse right now. The only thing would be left would be like five roaches and Keith Richards.
Just enough to spawn.
God.
Did you see his recent comedy special?
Keith Richards?
No.
Richard. Yeah, 2 hours of a month. This has been 10 a.m. once.
Robin Williams, he had his comedy special?
That's where I got that from, yes.
Motherfucker. He's funny. Sweats.
Yes, you didn't know that?
You ever watch his show?
Yes, I did.
He's wearing a silk shirt, and it's a nice black silk shirt. By the end of the show, that thing is drenched, and all those bottles of water...
He drinks them.
And you know what, though? Did you notice something? They peeled the labels off because he doesn't want to sponsor anything.
I don't blame him.
I can't blame him either. People would love to say, you know, oh, I'm sponsored by, you know.
Yeah. Sponsored by, you know, sponsors.
Sponsors by...
We really don't have sponsors right now.
Thank you for listening to Spankwagon Radio. We are sponsored by nobody. This is all out of pocket.
And we'll go,
thank you,
we're sponsored by... And just go like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
But apparently I sponsor the Geek Report.
Yeah.
Although I have never sent him money. And he's never sent me any money.
You give him bandwidth.
I give him bandwidth. I do give him a lot of bandwidth. So.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah. So, yeah. Fuck Al-Qaeda, you know.
Fuck Al-Qaeda. We've got a...
For September 11th, everybody go out and smoke a camel.
Jesus. I remember seeing those buttons when we were at war with Iraq. The first time.
not the time that they're trying for now. Yeah, we're not really very popular in that choice. We're going to do it now. Yeah. That's,
I don't know. I think the problem is we pushed him into a corner. And unless Cheney right there has got something really fucking good on Iraq.
He can't do shit.
You know, yeah. I mean, I don't want to underestimate Iraq. I don't want to say that the you know, vastness of their special forces is limited to the Konami code, but, you know.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, start. Yeah. Select start if you have two players.
That's right. You know, I don't want to be fucking dense and go, nah, they're just fucking third world, because they got some serious fucking
weapons. They got guns, they got planes, they got Scuds.
Yeah.
You know, they've got chemical warfare, no shit, but,
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, if we go after them, we're seen as the aggressor.
Embargo.
Exactly.
I was so pissed I found out what Star Wars really was.
What?
The system, not the movie.
Oh?
You ever heard of the Star Wars system?
Yeah.
Did you actually know what that was?
Do you know that what that was? Is
Reagan was trying to work on a Tesla invention.
Uh-huh.
They wanted satellites mounted with rail guns.
It was technically, it's a Hollywood plot.
Yeah.
It's all Hollywood. A missile goes up, satellites coordinate the missile, and then shoot it down. Now, they're testing this now. Out of the three tests that they have done, one has succeeded and the other two have failed miserably.
That's great. You know why I don't trust shit like that?
Why?
I saw Spies Like Us. Alright? I don't trust that space defense shit.
No.
I saw Spies Like Us, alright? I don't want the fate of the free world to rest on fucking Chevy Chase, alright? No.
And Chevy Chase trying to get laid. If I remember correctly from little bits and pieces of that movie.
I think he succeeded, actually. He got Donna Dixon, which in reality is Dan Aykroyd's wife.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Before, during, or after the movie?
I don't know.
Probably after.
Probably after, yeah. I think they may have met.
Kind of how it works.
But yeah, they actually are husband and wife.
That's interesting. I did not know that. Well, thank you, Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah. How about a downer Hollywood story?
Uh-oh.
Fran Drescher stayed with them after she was brutally raped.
Oh.
Yeah, it was home invasion. They basically, they beat her husband and tied him up in a corner, made him watch while they raped Fran Drescher and her friend that was over for coffee.
Jesus, when was this?
Back in the early 90s.
Oh,
early to
wow.
Mid. You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that's old news. She also has cancer now, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of the throat?
I don't know.
The nasal gland.
I don't know. I like Fran Drescher's voice. I think that's sexy.
Oh, man. Don't do it.
Ah!
Don't.
Oh. I like that, man. I think that's...
Yeah, can you imagine be going at that, you know? Not the rape part, but just, you know, consummating some sort of relationship there and... She's moaning to you in throes of passion with that voice.
I don't think she was well, that right there, you mean, you know...
If she's consummating, not if she's getting raped. Then again, how else would you get a date?
Consummate consent, it's the same thing to me.
Oh, man.
Anyhow, no.
Eek.
Well, I think, you know what, that would be a turn on to me.
Raping Fran Drescher?
No. Not raping Fran Drescher.
Damn. Oh, okay.
Phew. She'd fight back. No. No, I do think Fran Drescher is sexy, though. I really do.
Yeek.
I think
I don't even know. I can't even tell people out there the blank stare that you have so earned right now. Just the...
Fran Drescher is
hot. You have earned not only the blank stare, but, man, the whole...
Take Fran Drescher's rhinoplasty nose she has now and put that back on her body of youth when she was in the movie Dr. Detroit.
Yeah.
Sweet. Actually, no. Aykroyd was married during Spies Like Us. He didn't meet his wife on Spies Like Us, Donna Dixon. He met her during Dr. Detroit. That's
Dr.
right.
Dr. Detroit.
You ever seen that?
That was a weird movie.
It's a great flick, dude.
That was a weird one.
I you know what? That's one movie I've yet to add to my DVD collection. And I have some weird movies. Spies Like Us.
Yeah, that's not weird. Memoirs of an Invisible Man's a good movie.
I haven't seen that. Buckaroo Banzai.
That's a weird one. If you say anything about Baron von Munchausen.
No.
Not but a Terry Gilliam fan, are you?
Well, I have Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Well, of course you have Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. You love... I mean, you...
I've read that book over and over again.
He's read the book over and over again. He went in Virginia. Again, another Virginia story. It's only been, what, 9 months since we've been back?
It's only been 1 week since you told one.
Yeah, really. Every week, it's something else. And it's usually rehashed. But anyhow, yeah, he'd stick a pin in his mouth and walk around all day. Yes, very good. Yes, reboot.
Actually, that is true,
reboot
yes.
Reboot the service. Yes, very good.
I actually had a pin in my mouth, moving it like Hunter S. Thompson. And I take it out, I actually held it like a cigarette holder by the cap. And I actually talked like Hunter S. Thompson.
Jesus.
Confused the hell out of these bumpkin people.
Well, yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, I got this man here and his modem's down.
Did you do any troubleshooting?
Confused the hell out of people because they didn't know who the hell they were talking to. I mean, people...
Password reset! Password reset!
Jesus, shut up. Stop that shit now.
It was great, man. Oh, man. I became Thompson. I should have done Thompson in D.C., you know?
Yeah. That would have gone over better than screaming jihad in a...
TGI Friday.
TGI Friday.
On Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pennsylvania Avenue. That was like, oh, fuck.
You know what, man?
Nothing says beat up white boys like that.
No, we weren't the only white people there.
I think we were the... Well...
Maybe in that section.
We were the only ones not wearing suits.
Yeah. But damn, man. It's always Friday in there. Well, we went there, man. It became Sunday mass because it was dead fucking silent.
And everybody was in their Sunday best except for us.
Looking over just like... Or some were even were pretending not to look, but that you could tell they're like... You know, stopping in mid-chew.
Stopping in mid-chew because they're like, what the fuck? I mean, I was sitting there, I was like, you know, hiding myself behind the menus and napkins and anything else. I could distance myself while drinking my lemonade.
It's like, wine list, I don't know you, yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah. I'm only sitting here because there's no other seats within 2 inches from me.
I buy that.
Yeah. I don't buy it either. Hey, I got a rant.
Really?
Something this week that kind of got me...
You're going to rant about something? Come on, get out of here.
Since we're running flat on this week's show, and even...
No, we're not running flat
at all. I think we're running a little flatter than normal, but that's because we actually prepared for this. And you see what happens when we fucking prepare?
I forgot all the proper songs I should. I have a whole bunch of songs I prepared quite well.
I have some songs, too, but of course, then I have my... I don't have any segments this week. So we're running a segment.
Here, let's make one.
How are we going to make one?
Introduce me. I'm Reverend Hammer.
I don't like where this is going, and I want to have my broadcast kept recording. No. And then my rant was, actually, moving on. You an ass. My actual rant was about the...
Microsoft.
No. Fuck.
Apple charging.
No.
Cock rings.
Can I just tell you what it was instead of you guessing benign things?
Wasn't bung sealers?
No, it wasn't bung sealers, cock rings, butt plugs, or even lube.
Was it lack of any of those?
No. Not that I'm getting any, but I'm sure not lacking any.
Are you admitting that you carry around butt plugs and lube in your house?
No, I said I'm not getting any, and I'm sure not lacking any, which means I don't have any.
Well, you didn't reference exactly what I was talking to, so maybe you have no lube, but you have plenty of butt plugs.
How are you such an expert on butt plugs?
Because I learned from Flying J.
You did not? I'm sure you self-experimented. You're how old?
Nah.
Are you?
23.
How long has it been since you had a girlfriend?
It's been a while.
Okay, thank you.
About 2 years, actually.
Okay, so that's 2 years of, you know, hand loving, okay? Yeah. Righty and lefty. You're pretty hairy, so that says a lot.
Yeah, it's not in my palms, man. Look at that. Soft as a baby's ass.
There's a reason you keep it nice and soft for your little intimate sessions with yourself.
Yeah.
Man, get don't even try.
Five knuckle shuffle.
Five.
By the way, I have a good song. It's coming up. It's Pet Names for Genitalia. We'll get to that.
Oh, no. Dude.
Speaking of my prick.
Oh, here we go. No, I was actually going to talk about something that kind of caught me off guard, and I kind of was thinking about...
Yeah, you had a rant. I'm
sorry. On the drive home. No, I was thinking about this on the drive home a couple nights ago, and it stuck with me because I actually thought it was funny. But some of these vanity plates are getting to be asinine ridiculous.
You mentioned something about this. Please indulge me.
Oh, that's a very nice segment. Or segue. I was on the freeway.
Really, lean forward, just go with it.
Lean forward, just go with it. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was on the freeway. And now this is like after I saw like a handful of car accidents. I shit you not. If anybody knows anything about Vegas, we have the 95, the 15, and 93 and all this. But 15 North. Now, 15 North, from where I get on, was only a few blocks before where I guess another semi overturned and wiped out parts of the median.
The median this time.
It was the median.
2 weeks ago, we in the same section right there, we had one roll over the edge.
Yep, one rolled over the edge. So the median got blown out. Yes, the spaghetti bowl, Kilroy. You were a trucker. You've driven through here. You know exactly what I'm talking about, 95 North, right after the spaghetti bowl. But boom! Concrete. It looked like concrete was showered everywhere when I drove through later that night. Later that afternoon, actually, when I got back from classes.
Sure.
So, stop traffic. The entire spaghetti bowl? No, it wasn't spaghetti bowl. It was a jello mold. Because no car was really moving. It was only wiggling a little forward, then wiggling a little back, and then wiggling a little forward.
Wow, you are quite the clever host.
Wasn't going fucking anywhere. Shut up. Now.
You have medical insurance?
Do I have medical insurance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you're going to need it. Because you keep patting yourself on the backside, you're going to break that arm.
Well, you know, I got to... You know, I need a little self-love. I mean, you get it your way. I pat myself on the back. It's a little different for everybody. So anyhow, you're gonna go home and jack up. That was a great show, man.
Self-love for you is a bottle of pucker for the old lady.
Oh, let's not talk about her. She got ripped last weekend.
Really?
Totally ripped to the point where she went from hee-hee-hee-ha-ha-ha drunk.
Well, we have some of this.
To fucking retching just out of nowhere. So,
we're going to get to this because we have another story, too.
Yes. So, going on with the traffic, thank you for getting me back on track.
Focus, damn it.
So, I was driving on the freeway today, 95, just past the spaghetti bowl. I see a state patrol car right behind a FedEx delivery truck. I'm going, he must have been speeding. Okay. When I get parallel and then just a little bit ahead of that truck, it's on the shoulder, you know. What do I see? I see a red car T-boning on the front bumper. What it looks like, they were trying to lane-kink into the lane, clipped the rear, swung the front over, and basically was a T-bone collision. And then that semi slowed down. Not only did they slow down, but they slowed down and pulled over with that car attached to the front.
That's classic, man.
I'm going, fuck, are people that bad of a driver?
Yes.
And then I... You know, driving through all these little turns, went up to get to my classes. Sure enough, I get cut off twice. Two people run a red light. I mean, it's pathetic.
I wasn't on the road at that time.
Absolutely pathetic. Yeah, you weren't on the road. And then I saw some of the people cut me off, and then I started looking at the plates. And I took an interest in these plates.
Yes.
Not to turn them in. I'm not that fucking... I don't care that much.
I've had people cut... In my early days of driving,
yeah,
I'd actually had people cut me off and anger me so much when they smile about it, I'd actually call them in as drunk drivers to get them pulled over.
See, that's funny.
I've done that.
I like that. But then I noticed something funny on these plates, such as Nevada has a vanity plate.
Which one?
My favorite right now, the one that I thought was the most scary.
Because you're
going to
hate me because I'm ordering one.
You already ordered one. No. There's vanity plates I think are kick-ass, but disabled veteran.
Veteran.
Okay. Veteran, yes. Disabled veteran. Okay. Disabled veteran.
Veteran. Not veteran.
Veteran, excuse me. Disabled veteran driving a car.
Not quite so disabled, is he?
Not apparently. I mean, they're driving a great-looking car, so obviously Uncle Sam paid for it, or maybe they did something they shouldn't have, or who cares? There's a guy out there, I mean, we even know a few of them ourselves, who have missing appendages.
Yeah.
Who are driving motor vehicles. What happens if that appendage doesn't sit right or slips off? How are they going to stop the car?
Well, we'll assume that they have an automatic and have one good leg.
Okay, we'll assume that. Well, I can't see anybody driving a stick, okay? Disabled veteran? What about the mentally challenged? Is that considered some sort of disability?
Yes,
sure, I know
they won't give
them a license, but still.
No, the plate on the car
scares me.
You don't understand.
Post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yes, that qualifies as a disabled veteran. Because being shell... Fuck
shell
you,
shock.
Post-traumatic. That's
shell
shock. That's candy-coated.
Yes.
Yeah, shell shock. Shell shock is a disabling medical condition.
Uh-huh.
It's a mental one, but it is medical.
Right.
And if you're honorably discharged,
yep,
you are therefore disabled. So,
see,
yeah.
That shit scares the hell out of me. I mean, I'm sorry. You, on one of your vehicles, you have the organ donor plate.
Yes.
Okay, the little kitsy fucking heart on a fucking license plate.
That's on my mom's truck.
It's on your mother's vehicle, one of your vehicles. But what I'm saying is, what the fuck says that you don't get into a bad accident? You're hanging on. I mean, not by a thread. Let's say you're hanging on by the whole damn rope, okay? You're not ready to go. But they decide, hey, he's got parts. Kidneys. No need to take him to a bathtub and leave him in a hotel. Why don't we go ahead and gut him now?
You forgot the ice, but yes.
Yeah, I know. Fuck the ice, okay? Man, who says they're even that nice to you?
You really think that? You believe this shit?
No, I do not believe that it's going to happen. What I believe, though, is
No, you believe this shit. You are so into this conspiracy shit yourself.
No.
You are ragging on other people.
No.
You are ragging on other people about, like, oh, jihad on my fucking computer, Al-Qaeda's in. Oh, but no. Kidney snatchers are going to show up in an ambulance when I've hit a curb and fucking kill me.
What I am saying is I don't trust. It's a lack of trust. You know what? All I got to say about that is, you know, I don't even... I'm getting pissed. And that's never good. Humorous.
Yes, but never.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Like 30 minutes. This is a 30-minute fucking show.
Yeah, I know.
You're pissed.
Yeah, I am, goddammit.
You're not happy with this.
I am not happy at all, my friend.
But at least I got my mouse back in shape.
You know, I just might declare a jihad.
Jihad? On me?
Jihad.
No.
Jihad on you.
Jihad on me?
Jihad on you.
No, you no can no declare no jihad on me.
Jihad.
No. No jihad.
You know, America's a melting pot. I think we should take that from Arab culture and declare jihad on Hussein.
Jihad! Let me rewind.
Yeah, da, 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 da,
can this be called Spankwagon Light?
It's more like Spankwagon in the past.
Spankwagon past, yes.
Now, we're live, but we're going to play a recording we just did a couple minutes ago, which means you're going to hear us live playing a recording. Okay?
Figure that shit out.
Yeah.
Can you write us a letter and draw some maps? Because we don't even know what the fuck.
I
know what the fuck
I
did.
Yeah, this is Wii. You got a turd in your pocket there?
I got a turd in my pocket, but I'm making all this clickety-clackety noise.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and play.
Okay.
Are you going to give audio commentary?
No. I just let them decide for themselves.
Okay, so it fucking broke our stream. Fuck you. You think you went like, tell me how you did it. Dragging a bunch of files into the broadcast server.
Off of what?
Off of the CT, which totally posed the system.
You fucking
locked it up. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, I locked my computer up.
You could
have just copied that shit and said, hey, I normally work that way. Well, I've done it in the past.
Oh, normally.
Normally. So you're listening to Spankwagon, the over-recorded show,
yeah,
on the nice little handheld cassette player.
Yeah, but by the time you hear this, we'll be playing this so you won't hear us live.
No, you'll hear us recorded.
We're now recording.
But what the thing is we're going to be in the background kind of chuckling at ourselves.
Yeah. So, as we normally do over the monitor.
I mean, well, yeah, we love ourselves.
Yeah,
well.
We like to work on it.
I'll be back, guys. Not that you can tell, I'm already there.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. I hope it saved something.
We have to desktop recovery?
No desktop recovery.
What kind of processor you got? G2?
Fuck you!
Okay,
yeah, 512K. Man, this is the fastest thing. Fastest thing on the market.
That's
Demon.
You know what? Yeah, that's a great processor. Because you know what? That fucker sure as hell performs like an Intel.
Cracking
the PC. That is what this is, by the way, PC, right?
No, this is a Mac.
Well, Windows
95?
Not you.
No, Windows 95
is
Mac 84.
You realize we're still alive because they can still hear us.
Man, I reverted all my things.
Ferocious beast, Kitty.
I think we'll come back to this now. So, yeah. Hi, folks.
So, what you heard was us live playing a recording that we recorded live, but it was past tense because we played it a recording. But you heard us play a recording live.
Tune in next week when we rewind our show. Nice. What if we played record a stream of us recording a stream of us recording a stream?
How avant-garde.
Ooh, kind of artsy-fartsy.
Yes.
Yes. Let me check my stream.
You know what? Maybe we can get an endowment for the arts. We can get national sponsorship.
Do we want national sponsorship?
Why not, man? I want money.
Do we want to sell out to the man?
Yes, bling bling.
Bling bling. You want to sell out to the man.
Don't you?
Not really.
Oh, Mr. fucking Che Guevara over here? Sure. Yeah, power to the people, huh?
I'm not cool enough to have a fucking flag or some sort of hippie peace symbol or whatever.
That's right.
It is.
That's right.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Things like that have left the whole you know,
yeah,
actual meaning. And now, right, what are they? They're slogans on T-shirts. Fuck that.
And you
that.
Know what? I understand. Of course you don't have a flag, because every time it comes to designing a logo for the show, you cop out. But that's all right.
What do you mean designing a logo for a show? I have a logo for Spankwagon, and it's good. I like it.
Bro, clip art is not original.
That's not clip art.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
Where'd you
get it?
It's GIF art.
Yeah.
It's not clip art.
You fucking clip some HTML code. Copy, motherfucking paste.
Damn straight I did.
That's right. Clip art. Ooh. Clip art.
Wait. Can I ask you a question? What do you contribute to the site?
I contribute the fabulous links.
Fabulous? Where are they?
Go to Spankwagon Radio and click on the links link. It's the art of not missing a beat.
Yes, that's nice. Lord knows we've missed a lot of beats. I mean, this show has sucked donkey dick.
Not really. We're doing a good show. It's Live 365. It's
Live 365 and me. What are you doing? You are dismantling my room. It's a lap deal. You just sniffed where most people's crotches are. He's looking at this little thing I have that's like a lap desk. It has little foam beads, like a, you know,
I thought it was
side.
Half a pillow.
Half a pillow? With a plastic coating.
You're sleeping on floors. Like Asian people do.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to... Oh, my God. Hi, folks.
Yeah.
If you're listening to Spankwagon Radio...
You know,
the
Asian people love to sleep on the floor, you know?
Well, yeah, of course they love
to. They're always near the rice paddies, too.
I prefer sleeping on a bed myself. What about you?
Well, they don't
you
like
you prefer sleeping in your car.
I like... I can sleep in my car, yeah. You know, and I can also... But I like my bed. But you get them Asian people. They're used to sleeping on the floor because all they got are them rice mats, and you got the revolutions there going on along the time. They're getting shot at. They got to stay low for the shell fragments. Yeah, ninjas. You got a lot of ninjas.
Can I ask you a question? A dumb question. Now, one thing we always hear about World War II, fighting the Japanese, kamikaze pilots and all
these
battles and wars. And where were the ninjas? Where were the ninjas in World War II? Doesn't seem logical to me that there wasn't a ninja or two around during World War II.
How do you know there wasn't? They're stealth. They're not meant to be seen.
Well, we never hear about, Bob got sliced in half. I don't know. He didn't get shot. He got sliced in half.
Did you see Predator? They take their victims.
Please. That's Predator. That's Arnold.
Ninjas are like Predator.
And that's a fucking governor. Arnold and a governor, you know?
Nuh-uh. I am telling you right now. If you could bring two people together in time,
right.
Fuck Gandhi and Lincoln, man. Schwarzenegger and the Duke.
The Duke and Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, they could, you know, they could like win World War II, you know. Come on, you guys, let's get the Germans. Yeah, it'd be great.
He's Austrian. He is German. He is what?
It'd be great.
Arnold would be the villain. Arnold would have to be.
Schwarzenegger and the villain.
You want to talk about fucked up movies?
Batman and Robin.
No, nothing with latex and nipples.
Rules out what's in my video collection.
Wow. Hey, look, it's a movie about latex nipples. Yay!
Latex and nipples, not latex nipples.
I don't know what's in your video
collection. I was using them as nouns, not as adjectives.
Kung Pao. Yes, we've seen Kung Pao.
Where the fuck were you?
We are absolute fans. Yeah, it was crashed. We were making the noises.
Yeah, it was crashed. Yeah, so I'm going to kill him like with a rock or something. You know? Your clothes are red. Some people say I am a mean man, that I do things that are not correct, but I am a good man with many happy feelings.
Clothes are black.
Your clothes are black.
Wow, that's pretty good, Master Payne. Ouch, that's much.
God, that is, I mean, we were in the theater dying.
Yeah, and what's sad is there's these like kids up front going, the fuck?
They don't get it, you know, no. Because they're too young.
I just love this.
They never watched Kung Fu Theater on USA Channel.
Yeah. I'm sorry, one of my favorite scenes of the whole film, the zoom-in shot.
Jing!
Jing!
Jing! Jing!
Jing! Jing!
Jing!
Jing!
Jing!
Jing! Jing! Jing!
Just, what was that, 4 minutes of that? 3-4 minutes of just...
Yeah.
Jing! 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 Jing!
That was great. The Chosen One was very special. I mean, crap, man. He just took out that guy's stomach.
And it's like, it's like his stomach plug on the floor back there. I mean, you know, this is a clean shot, like no bone, no cartilage, or no vital organs. Like, I don't even think that's possible, man.
I love that. Odekirk's great, man.
Yeah, the, I don't want you to think I'm a slut. She takes off her top, like, for a second. And
oh, I want you. I'm so hot. Oh, but it's too soon. Oh, but I need you really bad. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, there you go.
That is the official movie for Spankwagon. That's right, I mean, right there. There's no better movie.
Until we find something.
Until we find something better.
Yeah. Waiting for Lord of the Rings 2 to come out, the Two Towers.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Two Towers, not the Twin Towers. It's like going around calling it Star Trek. Okay? Which is funny because one of this month's links, is www.cheapovegas.com.
Cheapo Vegas.
And they actually do like a write-up of the Las Vegas Hilton.
Right.
And they're like, oh, the Hilton is a nice hotel room, it's a nice place, but the Star Trek experience sucked.
Wow.
Yeah.
They didn't like it, huh?
Yeah. The guy's like a Star Trek fan, apparently. Uh-huh. But he's like, he's not a convention goer.
Right.
And the guy, he does a personal quote of getting harangued by a barker, trying to like push, you know, novelties off.
Uh-huh.
Saying, hey, you guys want to buy some Star Trek stuff? Yeah.
That's sad. That's funny, but that's so sad.
Dude, you could be a Klingon.
I don't want to be a Klingon.
You could be a Klingon, man.
Why? Why are you saying that?
Because you get to hang out, man, and speak Klingonese.
See, that's the thing. I know someone who actually goes out and, you know, they actually went out and purchased the Klingon dictionary. Not me. I didn't even want to try to speak it. But he...
Spake?
Peta! I didn't even want to try, but no, he's like,
I can tell you're having enough trouble with the English language, let alone some sort of fictional one.
Yeah, I'm pretty much fucked up today. Today has just been a bad day for me.
Buck to buck. You know what? I've been to, before they had the Hilton.
Wait. Let's look at those. What is it? Okay, I'm sorry. When you go to these fucking little Trekkie conventions, you get some of the... Extremely diehard fans. You know, they get married. Like, a couple grand, you can get married on the bridge of the Enterprise. Their little mock-up bridge, but it's the bridge nonetheless.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, man, but that's making me laugh. Because you know what? You're going to pay all that money to, like, get married at some convention with a Star Trek celebrity. And it'll probably be the one guy who's an extra and gets killed, like, in every, like, other month show.
No. Even worse. It's Murdoch, you know, from the A-Team, who plays Barkley or whatever it was, who acted like the paranoia scientist.
Yeah,
it could be Wesley Crusher. But then again, I'd actually want to talk to him. Because then I can learn shit about computers. Because that kid's another...
Hey, you remember me? I harassed you through email. Yeah. That'd be an interesting conversation.
Well, yeah, I did. But that's...
Between you and fucking...
It's a long story. What the fuck is his name? Will Wheaton.
I was going to say Wesley Willis.
Wesley Willis. Spank Wagon.
Rock and roll Star Trek. Rock and roll Star Trek. The Enterprise is a ship in outer space. It has lots of photon missiles. Rock and roll Star Trek!
I think you just wrote his next hit.
God damn.
I whoop Captain Kirk's ass!
Yeah. Q will challenge you at every turn for the fate of mankind. The Borg are not nice people.
Rock and roll Star Trek! Now we just need an electric keyboard to hit the demo.
Demo mode.
Demo mode.
I want to meet Wesley Willis, man.
Why?
Say I did. That's it.
You met Wesley Willis.
I'd like to say, yeah, I met that guy. I'd like to go, hey, what's up, and walk away. That's probably about all I'd want to do.
Do you think you'd really get into a deep conversation with that man?
Yeah. McDonald's has good food. People go there to rock out to the music.
That's what you should do. Walk up to him and start quoting his own songs.
Mr. Willis, rock over London, rock on Chicago, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
And then you wonder if he carries that little electronic keyboard with him all the time.
You know, I had an electronic keyboard.
You did? Did you carry it with you all the time?
Yeah, a little pocket one.
Dude, that was a big scam one. You got one of the scammed electronic keyboards.
Okay,
it,
back
but
in the,
it played tones. It wasn't a scam. It worked.
Okay, I know.
And then you opened up the top. It was the mini piano.
Uh-huh.
You opened up the top. Mine was green, by the way. And it had the fold-out thing that told you the little uh-huh. Tones to hit.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't say key 1, 2, or 3.
Colors.
It was do, re, ma, so, fa, la, tu, de, what the fuck ever.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, tu, de.
Queer, you know show tunes.
So anyhow, see, back in the Midwest...
Mine wasn't color-coded, it had that on it.
Okay. I remember when they first came out. Now, the whole thing was is people were going and seeing these advertisements in magazines and stuff for electronic keyboard. Now, this is around the same time that the mini Casios were really big. Like, the 80s really big, okay?
They're
talking about the ones that look like about the size of a carton of cigarettes.
See, I paid $5 for one in a liquor store.
See? Now...
Well, I didn't pay my
people were thinking it. That they were going to get one of these carton cigarette size deals, you know, where you know.
You're serious.
But they mailed the coupon, send the 10, 15 bucks.
You're serious about
they
this.
They get back the mini one. And then there's this whole thing on the news. I remember very clearly, don't send away for the mini keyboard.
Did you have one?
Did I have one? No, but one of my cousins had one. Not because they actually
It said mini electronic keyboard.
Mini electronic
it
keyboard.
It was vinyl stamped on the top.
Yep. Yep.
I thought I was the only one that had that, man.
Nope. That was everywhere. But see, in the Midwest, people were getting scammed by people like you from California saying, we could take this and sell it for a fucking simple
$15.
Thing. $15.
For total slum.
Complete.
That's a carnival term, by the way, folks. Complete total slum.
Yes.
$15.
Yes. And they got had.
Oh, my
had
God.
Badly.
I could have cleaned
because,
up.
Like I said, people were thinking they were actually getting these Casio keyboards. You know,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, because back in the 80s, that shit ruled.
Yeah, because to play like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, you had to like hunt and peck with two fingers.
Not even hunt and peck. I mean, you were sitting there with a thing that was about the size of a harmonica.
Yes.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Like, ugh. You know, it wasn't a real keyboard.
No, it was a keyboard.
No, it was a keyboard. It was 20 keys. I mean, it was...
Yes, it was.
Little push-button piezo speaker.
That's exactly what it was.
So
that was great. I didn't know that, man.
Yeah.
You people got had with
oh,
that.
Fucking idiot Midwesterns got had. And then they complained in the news, you know, like here, you know, out here in Vegas, you could complain to 13 about something, and 13 will solve your problems. No. So they complain, and, you know, Better Business Bureau has been alerted. For what? It wasn't misleading advertising. And they even said it. These people, you know, who are selling these things going... This is a mini electronic keyboard. Can you play this song on it?
Yes, you can.
Then it's a keyboard. And then we get away with it. People are getting $15. This is one of the reasons why there's a handful of people from the Midwest. We're cool. We're smart.
That's hilarious. I had no idea. What was funny to me was when I was in junior high school, going to high school, the local Radio Shack is where we hung out to, like, you know, get computer time and stuff. And just, you know, run rampant on their demos. I have a funny story about that, quick sidetrack. There's this old man that was in there more than we were.
Right.
And all he would do from, like 9 in the morning to, like, 2 in the afternoon is sit there and play solitaire.
In a Radio Shack. Was this a mall or a store?
No, it was a store in a mini mall. He walked there. The salesman could not get rid of the guy. And
oh
they
God.
Figured, fuck him, leave him alone. And it was this old, old man. Now, this is something you have to remember right here. Like my father wasn't technically inclined on a computer, so I always assumed that anybody of his age was not technically inclined either, which for the most part is kind of true. I feel bad kind of stereotyping because he was
exceptions.
My father.
Few exceptions, like my father,
and everybody applying to get into our department now. God damn, man. I see older faces on cash.
Don't you mean younger faces on cash?
Oh, yeah. I fucked that up. So anyhow, we went in one day, and this guy was sitting there. I mean, he was sitting in front of the computer, but he was fucking turned in the chair. To the left, like watching traffic go by. He was some bored old man with nothing else to do in life. So I go up, he's in the middle of a solitaire game, and I close it.
Oh.
And I start going into play. This guy turns around, man, and sees me on his computer. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I close the problem. He goes, thanks a lot. He goes, yeah, thank you so very much. Like all sarcastically, thanks a lot. Me assuming my father was not as technically inclined.
Uh-huh.
And my father, if I helped him with something, hey, thanks, son. I thought the guy was being serious. So, not a problem. You're welcome, sir. with a total straight face. And my friend Steve is like standing by me going, fucking jaw open, trying to keep from laughing. He's so stunned at what I just did. So he's like, dude, we gotta go. He's like pulling me because this guy's like ready to blow up in front of me.
Well, if he died...
And he got more and more pissed.
That's great. See, that... Now, I...
I didn't realize what happened until we left and my friend Steve told me.
Mm.
Dude, you pissed that guy off. Why, man? I closed it. I closed it for him. Dude, he was playing a game. I'm like, yeah, I know. But I closed it for him, you know? Why was he mad? He's like, you know, and we finally had the discussion where it turned out I thought I was helping the guy. Because I thought he was stuck in solitary, couldn't close the program. That's why I did that.
See, now, I will say that some people, yeah, you get these people who that's their life, to do this one thing every day. And it's really, really weird. Now, I'm a mall rat. I mean, I used to be a mall rat hardcore.
My mother was a manager of a gamekeeper. I spent a better part of my life actually growing up in the mall after school.
And
literally.
Malls were a great
literally.
Place to hang out. You know, malls were a place where you didn't buy anything. You maybe bought, if anything, lunch. Okay? I'm sorry you still bought lunch.
No way. Not there. We left to go get lunch, man, because the extra value meal at McDonald's was like $3.50 at the time.
Right.
And in the mall, it was like $5.
Jesus. Okay.
L.A.
It makes sense for you then to go. But we would go...
We get like an Orange Julius or a soda and walk around.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
we'd walk around. Now, I went back to the mall, you know, a few weeks ago when I went back to Iowa.
Sure.
One of the things, actually, Kilroy, myself, and Virtual One, the host of the whole deal here, we did was we stopped at a puzzle store. Not quite a gamekeeper because it's a puzzle store.
Sure.
And we were playing with little magnetic puzzles. But I was sitting there thinking to myself going, you know, we're not here to shop. We're not here to do anything except walk around. Because I said, hey, let's go walk around because I needed to get some exercise in my legs because after sitting and driving across country and flying and doing nothing but, we were mall ratting. And it kind of dawned on me, it's like, this feels kind of good. I just wish it was in a bigger fucking mall. Okay? That mall, now that I've seen different malls and larger malls, our mall is pathetically small. I can not only see from one end to the other, but I can hear all the conversations.
Then
from
you
one
know
end
what?
The other.
You and I should go to the mecca of malls.
Which one?
On the West Coast, Del Amo Fashion Center.
Del Amo?
Del Amo Fashion Center.
Where's that at?
Down in Del Amo.
You know, you ask a stupid question.
You get a stupid answer. It's near Torrance.
Okay. All right.
Do you know where that is?
Not a clue.
Gardenia.
Nope.
It's in L.A.
Okay. L.A. County?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, Rev, College Square, yeah. I mean, Crossroads feels like a super Walmart.
This place right there, I'm telling you right now, dude, Robinson's, you have to walk through Robinson's to get to the other half of the mall.
I remember we were talking about that, how smart it is, Robinson's putting themselves ass in the middle.
It is fucking
Here's the
massive.
Thing, out here they're building up the fashion show mall with 8 fucking anchors. Robinson's, Macy's, you know, all these big fucking names, Saks. I'm sorry.
All of these places are in Del Amo. You know what? You know, there's 2 big stores coming to Vegas that have got quite a buzz.
Apple Store!
Apple.
Woohoo!
And Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom's, yes.
Do you have any idea what Nordstrom's is?
It's a clothing store.
No, it's not.
What?
It's more than clothing.
Oh, well, then it is a clothing store.
Nordstrom's in Los Angeles was 5 stories tall.
Jesus.
The first 3 were shopping. The 4th was offices. The 5th was storage.
Damn.
For
3 floors of shopping, though. I mean, you don't hear about that nowadays. Back in the day, it used to be buildings.
You don't even understand. The first floor right there, the first floor has not only has a restaurant with an outdoor patio, they have a piano player. This is the men's clothing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Second floor right there is where they have, like, all the women's stuff right there. And this is how... Nordstrom's is based out of San Francisco. It's a rich store.
Mm-hmm.
It's very it's by elitists for elitists.
Okay.
When you walk in, your peasant ass is down on the sunken thoroughfare to get through the store. You want to buy makeup or perfume? You got to go up fucking steps to the next level.
Huh.
Okay? Imagine how they grate stuff on the highway when they cut shit down. You're getting a makeover, you go up another fucking level. And when you're getting a makeover, you like look down at everybody walking by. Second floor has a fucking coffee bar. Third floor is all the fucking housewares and shit.
Uh-huh. Right?
Housewares and other miscellaneous stuff, mm-hmm. everything. Fun, true story. There was, for anybody who doesn't know, Asian families are very, I don't want to say controlling. It sometimes really does seem that way, and they basically
they
are.
Families are very family, excuse me, family orientated and family centered.
Yeah, and they have a very big emphasis on respect and honor with their family. When I was back, I guess in mall rat days, that's actually a new term to me, to be honest. So I guess that's what you call it.
Yeah, mall rat when you hung out in the mall and didn't buy anything.
There was this girl, and she was probably about 16, and Asian family. And she got caught stealing stuff from Nordstrom's while there with her parents shopping.
Ooh.
Security guards had to hold her mother off of her. Her mother was just beating the hell out of her. Because she had been dishonored by this. That was so bad.
That is pretty bad. You know what? They're making mention in the chat room, and it's something that I noticed. Kilroy and I got talking about, and he pointed out to me. They're taking fucking arcades out.
Of the casinos?
Of the malls. Big malls and small malls. It's like, we went back to the Crossroads and, you know, the arcade that I used to hang out with at all the damn time with Ragman. Good friend, but, you know, he has his own issues.
Wow, I'm sorry. You know, I was thinking of the first advanced arcade I ever saw was in the Burbank Media Center, Burbank, California. They had a massive, massive fucking place. It wasn't a regular arcade. You fucking bought time.
See, now that's a cool idea.
On VR machines.
Uh-huh.
And LAN parties.
Like Mary Kay's out here. Mary Kay's has a deal where you can actually buy time to play Quake in a simulator game.
Well,
but
back
then,
all we had was like Doom.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is like specialized keyboards and joysticks and stuff.
Yeah.
But
I remember at the time, I wasn't as much into computers as I am now, and I was like, "Wow, Doom! What's a LAN party?" Because that was like on their like list of fucking prices.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The place is so far ahead of its time, way out there. It actually went out of business because nobody went.
Right. Right. The thing is, Rev here says that the arcade industry is dying. That's one thing that, when I was a mall rat, and even in my post-mall rat years, I used to hang out there a lot because my friend Ragman worked at the arcade. So I would leave class, go to the arcade, hang the fuck out. You know, don't do shit. I had my homework all caught up. Why not?
Yeah. I think one big problem with the arcades right there is
kids.
I wouldn't even say kids. Sorry. You know what? In the arcades I went to in L.A., there was never a fight.
No.
Not a single
one. And everyone got along, especially when they're all sitting there behind two people playing like a fight game or playing a game. And cheering and booing. And everyone was into it.
But you know what they did in L.A. to keep you from being on the machine too long? If somebody came up behind you and wanted to play, they put a quarter down.
Yes. That's the rule of thumb. You always put the quarter down. That's your quarter. But you know what's funny? I saw this on Penny Arcade. They were actually making fun of it because some people were putting sticks of gum, bus passes, all these other weird combs and like, what's this? You know, I agree with them. What the hell are they thinking?
Yeah.
You know?
That's like in L.A. down on Brand Boulevard. They had this one old store. It was like a fucking Strauss linen.
Uh-huh.
And the place went bankrupt because Strauss is expensive for anybody who's ever shopped there.
Right.
Have you been in there?
I've heard of them.
They have one like here in town on Maryland Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Strauss is like home linens and stuff. They are, dude, I'm not paying $120 for a comforter.
That's a lot.
That's a hell of a lot. So they went out of business and they opened up an arcade. There's one down the street right there. They went out of business. The one brand new one they opened up fucking went through the roof for two reasons. One, it was bright, wider, had more games, and they had the almighty fine ultimate game better than air hockey that we discovered. Billiards. But what was important about that arcade right there, even up until the day I left?
Mm.
They didn't put all their fucking games on the hardest level.
That's the best idea.
Yeah.
Make them fun to play.
They kept them like medium.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes medium low for the newer ones. Shit like that. The other ones, man, I mean, it's like fucking, when you go in, they had like Mortal Kombat on the highest fucking setting. You know, right. It's like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah, so that, I think
no one wants to play a shit. Now, what I mean, Revfear says it, and I know I mentioned these places before, but Videotopia, the video game arcade that's more of a museum, but you got to play the games. And that's how they made their money. Sponsoring the museum was by you playing their fucking games. And you could play all of them. Old Vector games, new games, it didn't matter. It was
GameWorks has a good selection of those old school ones. I mean, shit, I thought I saw old school stuff, like in L.A., when they had the old school section of, like,
we have GameWorks,
Street Fighter
like
1.
GameWorks.
Of Street Fighter 1 and Centipede, okay? I came to fucking GameWorks, bro, they have Moon Patrol.
Yes, they do, Moon Patrol. But, I mean, and the Videotopia had all that shit as well. You know, it was very much centered along that line. And also, Huckleberry's, I told you about the place with the bus in the middle. It was another one. Loved playing the games all the damn time. And that's what we did. That's how we spent our time.
The thing that kills GameWorks are the tourists.
Tourists and what they're really aiming at. I mean, a lot... I'm sorry. I like some of these games, like the driving simulator games and... You know,
I don't like driving simulators.
I like it. Like Daytona. Daytona's the best fucking driving game ever.
I really don't like
it. We would play that shit for hours. It got to the point where we were playing it so damn much. I mean, we knew how every little thing felt. The controllers felt.
I drive that game, I fucking yell, man. I was like, what the fuck is this, a Hyundai? Because my car performs better in Daytona in real life. I see, that's the problem. I base it off real life.
Base off real life. What we used to do is, like, one of us, if we were just kind of really losing bad, we'd turn the car around and start trying to hit the other drivers. We would fuck around, but we loved that game. That game was so much...
Yeah, but I ain't paying $1.25 per game here. That's
but
part
then,
of the problem.
You know...
But you know what kind of arcade game? I'm a pinball junkie.
See, I love pinball, but pinball's dead. One and two world. Pinball Williams made the last machine 99. It's dead. It's gone. See ya. Another thing?
Me right there? No.
No. I'll tell you another thing that drives me
nuts. I have to get my pinball machine.
Another thing that drives me nuts? Simulator games.
Like what?
These simulated boxing. Okay, you put on these fake gloves. They have weight to them.
Oh, you mean like that? I thought you meant the Sega boxing.
Or Dance
Revolution.
Okay, it's cool. I see what they're doing. This is the first
exercise. Dude, I couldn't do that, man. If I played Dance Revolution, I'd pass out.
Oh, yeah, you would. I would.
Yeah.
You know, we'd injure ourselves if we were playing
Dance. We'd be on that fucking bar in the back going,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm talking arcades, video games. Plunk a quarter in, beat the hell out of it. And no.
You know what sim games I'm really bad at?
What?
Jet ski.
Oh, yeah.
Were you riding a jet ski? Because my ass jumps up in the fucking air, man.
Jet ski, motorcycles.
Skiing.
Skateboards. Skiing.
Skateboard / snowboard.
Snowboard. There's a 3D hunting game. There's Silent Scope, which I actually like. I like Silent Scope. But, you know, the whole thing is, it sucks. I'm sorry. These arcades are no fun anymore.
Operation Wolf. I hate that fucking game.
No, you know what? Not Operation Wolf. There was a second one. I don't remember what it's called.
Terminator 2?
No. Terminator 2. The pinball was fun. Pinball games, also another fun one, was Twilight Zone. And I know you probably want the Back to the Future one with the little model DeLorean sitting there buzzing around the loop on the left-hand side.
Dude, there's more than that.
Oh, yeah?
The DeLorean one right there, you got to spell DeLorean to get points, DMC.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses real sound effects from a real DeLorean for the engine and the horn and stuff. And they use they use character stuff. There's only one thing that disappoints me for Back to the Future.
Huh.
It's Data East, and they had the technology at the time, but it doesn't use an LED board.
Huh?
It's fixed numbers.
Oh.
There's no interactive media.
Hmm.
That bums me out, to be honest. But pinball? No, I love pinball. I really do.
See, I like pinball, too.
I hate simulated pinball. Mm. I fucking hate Mars Attacks.
Yeah, the Mars Attacks one, Star Wars
Attacks
Episode 1. Yeah.
Episode 1, I can't stand that shit.
You know, I've played it. It was okay. I wasn't too much of a fan. But you tell you what. Right now, we're entering in. The arcades are dying off. Home adapters for your PlayStations.
Ethernet on PlayStations,
you know. What gives these kids motivation to go out? I mean, I'm sorry. The culture that is an arcade is dead.
Oh, shit, yeah. Because let me tell you something. The big problem about an arcade, man, arcade is also a good getting-to-know-you place.
Of course.
For first dates?
How many people... Okay.
Because air hockey.
You learn how they are. Here's this thing. And this is what we're going to leave because we're a little over time now.
That's okay. We started late. So
we started a little late, but I don't want to keep it too late. But the guy with the notebook. Did you have a guy with a notebook that wrote down all of the different interesting combinations he's learned of every video game and fighting challenge game that he's learned, only to not only kick your ass, but jot down the date and time and who you were. Not necessarily who, but date and time of the ass kicking. Did you have one of those people?
I was one of those people.
You were one of those.
I had AOL connection, and I knew all the moves to Mortal Kombat.
See, there was a dude who wrote it down. He used it. And then,
I played some kid.
Also, some of the arcades used to have the ticket system. The skee ball and the little games where you stop the little red light.
You know what? The stop the little red light? I go down, I make bank on that.
Really?
It's called Cyclone.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. See, because what happens each time you put a quarter in,
yep.
It clicks up one credit into the pot.
Uh-huh.
And if you hit it, it goes from 1 to 10.
Or 1 to 9.
1 to 9. And if you land on any of those numbers, that's how many tickets you get. If you hit it right on the jackpot in the center, which is very hard to do.
Hundreds.
You get, depending upon how they set it up, like at Excalibur, you get the pot.
Hmm.
And I've gotten as much as 500 tickets on one quarter.
Another interesting game we used to play. Another betting kind of game.
By the way,
take the token, throw it in the top, let the little pusher bar. If it slides down more tokens.
Yeah.
That was another one.
My father introduced me to that because there's a gigantic arcade down in Santa Monica. Dude, if anybody gets to play this, you will fucking be amazed, okay? Look it up on the internet. It's called Hercules Pinball by Atari.
Okay.
The ball is that big.
Jesus, that's as big as a baseball.
The flippers are about 14 inches
mm-hmm.
and about, I'd say, 5 inches wide right at the swivel.
Hmm.
It's a gigantic machine.
Hmm.
Dude, you can't reach around it for the table. Even though they, as a gag, I guess, or a cruel joke, put them on the side, they got the flippers at the front of the fucking table.
Hmm.
It's
take a look at that.
It's called Hercules.
Hercules.
I came across this thing and was like, what the fuck? It was just amazing. Arcades, yeah. I think the big problem with Vegas, too, is Vegas incorporates, in my opinion, too much gambling into their arcades.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like ticket systems. Except at Excalibur.
Let me explain why.
Excalibur, you don't hand your tickets to the person. You put them in yourself. So what you do is you have your friend go over and start talking to somebody. So you feed it in and you pull it out. Feed in, pull out. Feed in, pull out. Feed in, pull out. And when you pull out, it doesn't take tickets off.
Ah.
You keep going in and out like that. Me and my mother caught on to that. Yeah, we went out. We were bored, you know.
Uh-huh.
Said, let's go play some pinball. And they didn't have pinball, but they had tickets. And we discovered that little thing. And then we can't go back a second time because to get some free shit, man. You know, I have the Dancing Frog Band. I racked up, I'd say, probably about 100-110 tickets.
Wow.
I don't know.
See, you know what the funny thing is, though? And the ticket system is skee-ball. We had the dude who had... You know what Wells Blue Bunny ice cream
dude,
is?
The first time I played skee-ball, I was chucking balls, man.
Was I with you when you did that?
No,
okay,
man.
Okay, because there was someone I went the first time they ever played. They tossed it like a baseball.
Dude,
and
I was
thunked at.
He was like, shabam!
I was like, what are you doing?
my friend, man, I threw it and hit that goddamn circle. Went, bang! Back at him, he fucking ducked. Goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, trying to get him. No, watch me. Rolls it up. I'm like, well, shit, I can do that. And then you start doing it. You're like, fuck.
This is harder than you look. But yeah, the dude with the Wells Blue Bunny ice cream bucket, like the little 5 gallon of Wells Blue Bunny, you know, that little bucket or...
They sell that here.
Gallon or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
They sell it here.
Good. So you do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Super Walmart.
Yeah. Well, imagine that. He would start in the middle and he would just unravel the tickets.
Oh, my God.
And so many tickets to buy the 30,000 tickets of Ghetto Blaster, the stereo. All he had to do is pay the $100. You know he paid more than $100 at quarters play.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you look at my board. What does that say? In red, or in yellow and black. 30,000 tickets.
Oh, damn.
Ragman, he goes up to me. He was tagging all the stuffed animals. He grabs that, puts it on the end, grabs my sleeve, my shirt. Ka-chunk. He goes, you're worth 30,000 tickets. Get on that peg. Fuck you.
That's funny.
You know, so I got tagged, so I have one of those. But anyhow.
Best get-up blaster I ever saw, man, was at a fucking L.A. swap meet.
Mm.
Fucking shit had speakers that lit up. And change colors.
Bling, bling.
In the center of the cone. The sound was horrible, but it was just the disco effect.
It looked good, but it sounded bad.
Fucking ghetto blasters. Oh, that reminds me. The Radio Shack story. The old man wasn't the story there. Getting back to the Radio Shack electric piano thing. They had one, the rap piano.
The rap piano.
The rap piano.
Oh, rap. Oh! Oh!
This was what was so almost stereotypical about it.
Wiggy wiggy.
Not only did it say, like, word, word, and the voice one, you had a scratch disc.
Shoot.
Went, psh. Didn't even sound like a record. And you know what it had for sound effects on it? Two ones that were stereotypical, almost caught my eye, made me fucking laugh. Gunshots and a police siren.
I love it.
But nah, man.
That's so sad.
I fucking hate skee-ball.
But you know what? That's fucking American right there.
I hate skee-ball.
All right, guys. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. We are going to start wrapping it up for the evening.
All I ever have fucking tickets for is, like, goddamn fucking stickers, man. You ever got fucking stickers as the prize?
Or the erasers. The plastic erasers.
At least you got some use
for that. I got the plastic bouncy balls, super bounce balls.
Oh, fuck.
Lots of super bounce balls or sticky darts. Darts with a little sticky tacky on them.
You know what? There's two things I think we
should
buy.
Those are the
best. We should buy in bulk for the office. I would try to see. It had the gel on the end.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those sticky darts were the greatest.
Oh, they're great.
Still have a couple somewhere in one of my closets.
Cool. We're going to buy bulk silly putty and high bounce balls.
We used to take high bounce balls and throw them in the mall. We would just chuck them. And they were gone. We hear someone bitch. All right, folks.
That's great. We should try.
Listen to the Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
I want to thank everybody tonight for tuning in. Thank you for putting up with our downtime. Thank you very much for putting up with us.
Of course.
Also, I want to thank vftp.net and his new servers for making sure that my site is still online for you to enjoy.
It's run by Apache.
Oh! I want to thank you. To say thank you to Claude Balls for showing up tonight. Granted, late, but not like it mattered because I was still not working.
And they would have known if you not
wouldn't have known
anything.
If I wanted to say anything. But I do want to thank everybody. So, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio.
Good night.
Good night.
In America, no tricks at the wheel. No one needs anyone, they don't even just pretend. John is in America.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. Johnny wants a brain. Johnny wants to suck on the coke. Johnny wants a woman. Johnny wants to think of a joke. Johnny wants to see.
is an American. God is an American. God is an American. We'll be right back.